Business Class is brought to you by the Tourism Academy, harnessing the power of science, business psychology, and adult education to advance the tourism industry and build sustainable economies. Learn how to engage your community, win over stakeholders, and get more visitors at tourismacademy.org.
Steve Ekstrom here, host of the Business Class podcast from the Tourism Academy and tourismacademy.org. Today's guest, Sonia Bradley, Chief of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion with Visit Sacramento, comes to me from a long list of recommendations. Many folks admire your work, and I'm pleased to have you here on the podcast. So welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you having me.
So what similarities do you see between your previous role in marketing and your role now in diversity, equity, and inclusion?
You know, I always talk about in marketing, ultimately, we are there on behalf of the customer. We're telling the customer story. We're the one to, in marketing, to figure out what's relevant to them and being able, as a marketing person, being able to serve up whatever messages that would resonate with them in order to obviously serve the purposes of the organization. Well, I think in my role as DEI, I've taken that and really just integrated into what I'm doing with DEI. I say that in things like, because I'm working in things like community engagement now. And community engagement is not just what I want. It's also understanding what the community wants. So a little bit is what I call the low-hanging fruit, right? Just you're talking to people in the community, you're figuring out what their needs are and how they can become part of the tourism economy. But understanding that is, I think, is first and foremost. So I've been able to just really translate or migrate all those skills into DEI thus far. And it's been, I think it's been working fairly well.
Now, what does diversity, equity, and inclusion mean to destinations?
I think it's a couple of things. As I've been able to talk to my peers in the DMO world who are starting to do this more and more, it's an internal thing. You know, we talk about our industry and are we diversifying the people who are leading the organizations, who are coming up in organization. I think it's also about the visitation to our destinations. You know, are we making it? Are we making our destinations feel? Are they inclusive? Are we welcoming to different demographic segments to our destinations? And that may require some work on our behalf. You know, from a marketing standpoint, you know, what do our materials look like? Do they look like a place someone like me might want to visit, or at least, you know, that makes me feel like it would be a welcoming place. You know, and it's leveling the playing field as best we can to bring in other, like I mentioned, other community members into the tourism space so that we can maybe help foster additional visitation from different groups. So I think it's across the board. Every destination has to figure out, you know, where they fit in that DEI spectrum and what will make them, you know, ultimately a more successful destination.
And I think to your point, there's a lot of research out there that shows organizations that are more diverse tend to be more successful. And those organizations that have a visual and heartfelt representation of their community within their teams tend to be more integrated with the success of the community.
I think absolutely. You know, you look at, again, just the simple fact that if your team is more diverse, they're going to see what you're doing from different perspectives. And diversity includes everything from age, obviously race, ethnicity, sexuality, abilities and disabilities. And so having those perspectives will not, actually, I think it makes you, can make you a stronger organization, and it will make you a place. It will make your destination a place where people, again, will feel welcome, because hopefully someone from that perspective is saying, you know, hey, what about this? Or, you know what, that doesn't resonate with, you know, people who look like me, or it does resonate. So I absolutely think those different our diversity can make us make our businesses stronger.
What do you think a 10 to 12 year old version of you would think of the work that you're doing now?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. Probably surprised, mainly because that person, and still somewhat to this day, was a lot definitely shyer and sort of liked to hide in the background a little bit. And I took that all the way into adulthood, but I have, I noticed being in this position, it has forced me to be more front and center on issues and topics. I kind of joke, I jokingly say, but maybe not so much, you know, people have asked me to speak at their, you know, so seminars and conferences, and in which I'm really grateful for. But I kind of jokingly say, I'm not sure why people are even sometimes listening to me. I mean, I think it's cool, and I'm not necessarily being overly defeatist, but it's, I think 10, 12 year old me would find it surprising that I've been able to step out of my comfort zone and do this work. I still love, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So I hope I believe that's what's happening.
I'd like to think so as well. You know, I think one of the things that we in tourism have in common with our travelers is a love for learning.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. What are two or three things that you are looking forward to learning, you know, in this chapter that you're in now?
I hope one of the things that I've found that I'm really interested in is bringing more young people into tourism, and particularly more diverse young people into has been really good for me, and I hope to be able to leave something or be able to share or pass it, I guess, you know, share it forward with others. That's been a learning experience. Learning what other destinations are going through in the world of DEI. I'm fortunate to be in Northern California and in Sacramento, and we've had a longer track record of looking at diversity, equity, and inclusion. Far from perfect, but it's a more of an accepted conversation. But I realize that's not happening all over the country. And so learning for what others are having to deal with has really helped broaden my horizons as well.
What advice would you have then for other destinations where having that DEI conversation and mindset may be more challenging?
No. You know, understand your community as much as possible, and then get really clear on what it is you're trying to accomplish. Don't do DEI just for the sake of it. Understand that that's just something that you feel is important, that can make your destination better, that can make your organization better. And then understand that it really is leadership driven. I'm fortunate to have a CEO who actually brought this idea of the position to me and asked me to develop it. But I also have full support of the board of directors. And so I think really it's kind of knowing your why. You know, why are you doing this? And what you really hope to accomplish. And some destinations are going to take longer than others. And being steadfast and sticking to it. But I think you just have to understand your why, and you have to lead from the top.
So tell me a little bit about your career path. You know, what did you think you were going to end up doing when you were in school? And how is that different from what you're doing now?
Well, I mean, When I was in school, I thought I wanted to be a professional photographer. So I was doing that for a little while. Didn't stick to it, but I'll take that as youthful. But I love understanding what makes good imagery, and I was able to bring that to, you know, the work I do now. I started out in advertising, which I did enjoy. I actually was a copywriter for a while. And I did enjoy that. I really like the writing part of it. And then I moved through, I was with another bureau before Sacramento, where I worked in PR and communication. And then when I came to Sacramento, I was in the marketing role. And honestly, just Sacramento is one of those cities that's just grown tremendously in all the time that I've been there. And it was good to see almost every other year or so something different was happening. So I had to learn how to tell the Sacramento story, you know, each year, every other year, because it changed so rapidly. So over time, I like to think, you know, I became better at telling that story and helping to promote Sacramento. But it's always been in the sort of marketing communications realm, but I didn't know that I would end here, because advertising actually was probably the first thing I really thought I would be in. But I also thought I wanted to be a basketball coach too when I was in middle school. So, you know, that's how these things happen.
Have you coached basketball at all?
Yeah, see, that was the thing. I had 1 year, I coached a middle school. My old middle school needed a coach. I volunteered. And honestly, it was actually one of the best jobs I ever had. I really liked working with the kids. And they were middle school. They were a pretty good team. And it was, you know, with your alma mater, you have that connection with it. And we were a pretty good team. And I just remember how much I did really enjoy that. My mother reminds me that I might have kicked my sister off the team because she wasn't trying real hard. So
I may have kicked my sister. So I think we're okay.
Yeah, right. So, that was the only year. And I actually thought I would be able to do it again. And I think at that time, I actually ended up going to school. Transferring to a different college, which is out of the city. I was actually in San Francisco at the time. So I thought that would be something fun to do. But again, like a lot of things in life, I didn't quite stay on that road. And I don't think I even understood all the things you could do how you became, quite frankly, a coach of that. So anyway, that was middle school. And here we are today.
So when and where do you feel most relaxed?
Good question. I love just like listening to music. So one of the things I still do sometimes is just put in my headphones and just sometimes it's just working, but it does have a way of keeping me calm and focused. And I like that feeling. I had a chance to went on a trip not too long ago, and I found just sitting and reading was definitely incredibly relaxing for me. I always love to read. And I do play golf as well, which can be really stressful, but the time spent with my friends often on the course and laughing and enjoying ourselves actually does have a relaxing feeling. So those are just some of the things where I start to feel relaxed.
I hear that from every golfer, and that's really something that helps them feel relaxed, even though sometimes not so much.
Yeah, that's it.
What has challenged you today?
And then by today, you mean just like in general, less? The macro today.
Yeah.
Kind of wanting to do with DEI, there's just so many people that I really want to engage with on a regular basis, and just really get Visit Sacramento's name and our mission out to some of these areas. And you know, sometimes it's the squeaky wheel that gets to grease, but I think that's really it. It's just me getting out more. And I mentioned that because, as an example, I had a chance to visit a woman who runs a lab that she runs for kids. And it's not so much that, you know, it's a tourist attraction or anything like that, but being able to share what we do and find ways that we might be able to work together. And so just having the time, the bandwidth to go out and meet some more of these community members, because I really want to broaden, you know, our tourism outreach as much as possible.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever given?
You're going to ask me that. I was working on that. Good question. Keep your options open. And by that, I mean, try not to pigeonhole yourself into doing one thing, just because you just really never know, obviously, when opportunity is going to come from a direction you didn't even see coming. So just, you know, keep your options open, take advantage of opportunities that, again, may not seem like a fit, but I do believe down the road, these things all come together and help you be a better, stronger, an informed person.
I've got just a couple more questions because I know we're going to run out of time soon. What okay. has touched your heart today?
I had a chance to, speaking of young people, I had a chance to meet with a young guy last week, in fact. We had been playing kind of email tag, and I finally got a chance to meet him, and he just really wanted to know more about what I do. And just listening to him talk about what he wants for his future and how just like grateful he was for me to take the time, but I was more than happy to take the time. But I just, when I looked at him, I saw kind of myself at that age, trying to figure out what I want to do. And I loved his spirit, and just kind of seeing the world through his eyes for that little while, and his enthusiasm, and it made me feel like the world's going to be okay.
I like that. And I think a common theme that I've noticed amongst leaders in the destinations world is a want to give back and a willingness to give back, and finding some sort of joy and self-worth or self-value in sharing with the next generation. So it's nice to hear that from you too. I have two questions remaining. Describe three qualities you appreciate about yourself.
I'm kind of funny. Just gonna throw that out. I'm loyal. I'm very loyal. And I think I'm really good about not jumping to conclusions. Like I like to hear. I'm an observer, and I like to learn before sort of jumping into conclusions. So I think those are the three qualities.
I think they're great qualities. And I think the last one in particular goes back to what you said at the beginning, in that you didn't see yourself as the person who was speaking. You saw yourself as the person who was observing. That becomes a strength over time.
Thank you.
If folks want to learn more about the work you're doing or be a part of your mission, how would they go about doing that?
Go to visitsacramento.com. You can find our DEI page. I believe it's visitsacramento.com/DEI. I'm in the process, in fact, updating the pages now, but kind of keep checking back. Also, our website, we've added more content we've added a Spanish language page. We have a full scale LGBTQ web pages that we've built out with an agency. So I think I like to think that it's not so much about me, quite frankly, but I think it's the work that we're putting out there as a team to not just, talk the talk, but walk the walk.
And I appreciate that. And I will leave with a compliment for you. And my visit to Sacramento was one of the warmest welcomes I've ever received. And it's a city that I always look forward to visiting. So thank you and your team for that.
I will pass it on, but thank you. I appreciate hearing that.
Fantastic. I appreciate having you here on the Business Class podcast. And I look forward to visiting Sacramento again soon.
You're welcome anytime. Let me know when you're in town.
Will do.